Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Irving. Let me hear you, please. I think they could have done better than that, but that's okay.
They have Freebirds
okay,
in their mouth.
That is a very good point.
They have huge burritos in their mouth right
here
now.
Here at Freebirds in, yes, and you know what? We need to talk about that real quick. The person saved in my phone as Super Monster is doing the most things in the world today. He brought in a replica Intercontinental Edge specialty made belt for Peace-a-thon. And then also he's chowing down on another Super Monster. He ate it last time in like 14 minutes and 53 seconds and 57 seconds. And he decided that it wasn't enough of a challenge. So he has added more into the Super Burrito and is just going to town on that bad boy. But right now, in what might seem like an awkward transition, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's good. If you had to eat a burrito that was about 3 pounds or so, how many meals do you think that would be for you?
Three.
Okay. All right. Sounds like we got some food. Yeah, pound a piece. That's pretty impressive right there.
Probably be a nap in there somewhere.
Definitely be a nap in there. Or else did you really even eat at all? Now, I was pleased by the progression on the injury report. We're down to only Clowney, Fowler, Solomon Thomas as limited, but I'm also hoping that Malik Hooker is fine. How are we feeling about the progression for Sunday's game? Because it feels like it's pretty positive.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think the limited stuff is, most of those guys are, somewhat veteran types. And, the practice they had yesterday was shorter, so there was no reason to push people. As a matter of fact, and I thought it was a good move on Schottenheimer's even though it had been raining as much and the outdoor fields were probably soaking wet, they went out and practiced outside. Might have been a little drizzle going on, but he was trying to keep them off their feet, help their legs out as much as possible by not practicing on the artificial turf inside. So he got them out on the grass, and I think that helps those guys recover. It's a short week. And not only a short week, but it got even shorter when you got to play a night game that far from home and guys don't get to bed till, 4 or 5 in the morning. And basically, you forfeited Tuesday. You're two less days to get ready for the game.
This past on Monday, there was a variety of players on defense. Like, it was all over the place, rotation, movement in and out all over the place. Do you think that's what Eberflus wants to do, or do you think he's still kind of searching for the right, like, specific group?
No, I think what he was trying to do is slowly integrate guys, the new guys, into the defense that hadn't played much, right?
Okay.
Let's point that out. First game for Quinnen Williams, first game for Demo, first game for Revel. So you had a lot of guys, first game for the safeties back from their injuries too. So I think, yeah, you don't just say, okay, well, big boy, let's go out there and play all 60 snaps. No, you don't want to do that. So I think that led to some of that. Now, okay. I think on Sunday you'll get a better answer to your question on if the rotation keeps going like that. And, you know, usually up front, you know, you'll rotate guys. You don't want your defensive tackles playing all 60 snaps. But from the cornerback standpoint or whatever type of defense you're playing, the linebackers will rotate according to down and distance sometimes, according to whatever your game plan is, what the situation is. But, yeah, and then you've got so many defensive ends. If you're going to keep them active, get them out there and play. Keep them fresh. So I think you'll get a better idea of what that rotation would look like on Sunday.
Now, Philly obviously has a tremendous record. They have won 7 of their 8 games by a touchdown or less, including going back to the very first week against the Cowboys in what felt like a very winnable game. Just as a general philosophy, and then we can dive into this matchup specifically, do you think stacking up a whole lot of really close wins just shows that you have like the clutchness that it needs for playoffs, or are you like, eh, they might be vulnerable?
Well, I think maybe it's a little bit of both.
I got you. Yeah.
When you win games like that, the bottom line is to win, and you learn how to win, and you get in situations where, okay, I've pulled this out before. I can do this again. But on the other hand, yeah, I think at some point, sometimes those close ones catch up with you. If you're not totally dominating all the time. But you go back and look at some of the 90s Cowboys seasons when they were winning Super Bowls. They won some close games, but they knew how to win close games. I think, you know, that served them well in the 93 season Super Bowl and definitely the 95 season Super Bowl when you had to hang in there, come from behind, or hold on for dear life. You'd been through that in those regular seasons. So, I think sometimes if you're always coming back to win games, at some point it catches up with you and it kind of evens out that, oh, you don't do that successfully every time. So, good question, and I think it's a little bit of both.
In your face, Broncos.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Hey, Mickey, has Dak talked about how he's going to have a conversation with Jalen Carter when he sees him? Is it going to be cordial, or do you think there's going to be some aggression between the two of them?
He said he'd probably say hi to him and act real nice.
Man, did you see Jalen Carter? He shut that down. He goes, we're not thinking about that. We're talking about Dallas. So, like, clearly he is thinking about it.
You better just hope, or he's probably hoping he goes out there with dry mouth, right?
Yes.
Because he gets provoked.
Yeah, because I don't think just pantomiming a spit will get trouble.
Mickey, what do you think that the Ezeraku specifically, but the defensive ends learned from since they played the first game regarding how to keep containment with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I think not just Jalen Hurts, but if you look back over the games, they've faced a lot of quarterbacks that want to get out of the pocket and run until this past week. I don't think Geno Smith had any intention of trying to run on purpose. But I think that they understand. Now, it's a little different if you get the push they did in the middle in this past game with the addition of Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark playing next to each other, what Osa can do. Solomon Thomas looks like he should be ready to go again. And so if you are getting the push up the middle, the defensive end should already know that they got to keep containment, and that'll help things out. I think where Jalen Hurts used to hurt the Cowboys is the outside guys would get pressure, the guys up front would get moved out, and the opening would be up the middle. And there's a lot of times I think they've called games like that or plays like that for him that all of a sudden You know, the Red Sea opens in the middle, and he's taken off because they're trying to open it. So I think when you get that pressure up the middle, and you saw what happened with Geno Smith, it's very difficult when that's in your face. So you just got to make sure the outside guys now aren't getting caught inside and he has an avenue to escape.
I'm a bit surprised that this has been the case this season, but Dallas Goedert is once again healthy and a touchdown machine. What is the concern about, not necessarily just covering him, but maybe keeping him out of the end zone, because he already has 7 touchdowns this season?
I think we talked about that last week with Bowers, right?
Yeah, that it does kind of feel similar there then.
Yeah, and the Cowboys have had trouble covering
yes.
tight ends.
Yes.
You know, over the years, I think especially this year, and they faced them really good, you know, tight ends. Yeah, it's a load. You have to have somebody. Here's the hard part. And you always have to have somebody nimble and fast enough to run with those guys, but also big enough not to get overpowered. And,
right.
and those that's why these tight ends, you know, are starting to be, you know, premium players for your offense, because there's a lot of those guys out there. Now, and so, yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to say, well, I got a linebacker big enough and strong enough to take him on, but is he fast enough? Or I got a safety that's fast enough, but is he going to get out muscled? So, yeah, it's a tough thing. I think it helps that you have Overshown available. Now, it's a matter of him seeing things. And understanding his responsibility and being able to cover. You've got a guy like Shamar James that also has that ability. But again, you've got to recognize what's going on from an experience standpoint. And while Overshown has played, he hasn't played that much this year. So sometimes
right.
it takes a while to start seeing things, right? It's sort of like a quarterback. If you ever played quarterback, even in pickup ball, you understand the chaos you're looking at trying to find where you're going to throw the football, especially over the middle. So it takes some time to start getting used to seeing things and reacting to what's going on. And I think that's a big thing with the trying to cover those types of tight ends. I mean, people have the same problem with Jake Ferguson, right?
Yeah, no, so, absolutely.
You know, it kind of evens out. And it is a concern, and especially in short yardage situations or inside the red zone, those guys are pretty important to what happens on the offense. I think from a Cowboys standpoint, I think their biggest concern on defense, and it was all through that first half of the season, is being able to eliminate those big explosive plays that they were getting hit at. And not that, like, one guy was getting beat. They just weren't playing the defense
right.
correctly, and guys were running scot-free. And you got to make sure you don't make that mistake. You know, if you get beaten physically, I can live with that. But
yeah.
don't get beat because you missed an assignment or you weren't, you were a step wrong or you didn't play the defense correctly. Those are the ones that I think cut deep.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe above all else, that's a role that Logan Wilson helps with, right?
It seemed like, you know, they were talking about his communication all week and being, you know, getting guys to be where they're supposed to be and including himself. You know, and I've referred to this, you know, numerous times this week, but they tried that pass down the middle into the end zone, and his responsibility was to run underneath the receiver, and that's what he did, and it caused the pass to go a little bit higher at the back of the end zone for an incompletion because he was where he was supposed to be. And that's supposed to be one of his...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Strengths. Not only that, but finding the football during his career.
Should the is Jalen Hurts just ignoring AJ Brown, or is he actually part of this thing?
Yeah, I think he doesn't like him. You know,
it's the Bland Diggs thing all
for
over.
Sure,
if
yeah.
That's the case. You got to hope he continues not to like him on Sunday, right?
Oh, see, okay. Corey has just sparked an intriguing question: who doesn't like each other more, AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, or Trayvon Diggs and the Cowboys?
Oh man.
That's a good one. I'll take a chance on that.
All right. I bet.
You know what? I don't think they hate each other. I think it's just, you know, how the offense ends up being, you know, developed. And, a receiver will never say this, right? Is he getting open?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't get targets because he doesn't see you open.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Smith, you know, and that guy gets open, and even when he's not open, he's sort of like Pickens, he's still open.
Right.
Got great catch radius. I don't think a quarterback has the luxury to be in an offense and say, yeah, you know what, I don't like that guy, I'm not throwing it to him.
Right. You wouldn't think. Maybe if you're the defending Super Bowl champs, you can get away. I don't know. Do you have a prediction for us, good sir?
I do. Although I was going to say, you probably could get away with not liking somebody in the NBA a little bit better, because you could just throw the ball to somebody else, right? There's other options.
True. Plenty options.
Or you can just get the ball, and I don't like anybody, and I'm shooting every time.
Well, I feel like there's plenty of players like that in the NBA.
Well,
so
there's one on the Mavericks, too, by the way.
Oh!
I like this.
Spicy. Man, I really like the new spicier Mickey Spagnuolo. I don't know if you feel like you moved it all, but you got some spicy takes, man.
Well, you guys set me up.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yep,
what we do. That's speaking of, what is your prediction, good sir?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your question? you know what? We keep hearing about what Philadelphia didn't have the first game, meaning Jalen Carter. Well, the Cowboys didn't have a lot of guys that are playing now either. I just look at what that offense did for a half before it got shut down, and I think that this offense is even better than what the Eagles faced in the first game. Think about this, and I don't mean to prolong the answer, but Dak was playing for the first time in about 8 or 9, 10
right.
months, 11
right.
months,
right.
something like that. Pickens was playing his first game with the Cowboys. Tyler Booker was playing the first game of his NFL career. Guyton and Beebe were playing, you know, just the start of the second season of their NFL career. So Williams, Sanders playing their first games with the Cowboys. So I think that this offense, if that offensive line plays well, I think the Cowboys can score enough points to beat the Eagles. But they can't, you know, fumble around or, you know, make a bunch of mistakes on defense. How about Cowboys 30-27?
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. Thank you very
much. They should have scored 30 the first time if they don't fumble the ball inside the 11 and have four drop passes, right?
Agreed. I'm definitely with you on that. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch you again on Monday.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Corey Majors, we have brought a special guest over to the table real quick. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea, and I work for Freebirds.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you write this Freebirds fan copy?
I did.
Okay. If I read it, do you think I should read it verbatim?
Oh, no.
Or just kind of do my own thing with it?
Do your own thing with it.
Okay. It's probably for the best because that part says celebrate Friendsgiving at Friendsgiving.
Okay.
Now, I have been able to use...
He was my editor at the newspaper, so don't worry about this. Yeah.
To determine that it should be celebrate Friendsgiving at Freebirds. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell people...
Freebirds is Friendsgiving, yeah. Technically.
Can you tell people real quick why they should come to Freebirds on Friendsgiving?
Yes, so we are having $10 off meal kits. We started that yesterday, and the promotion's till Sunday. And these meal kits are available in-store, online, or on the Freebirds app. You can either get tacos or burritos.
Don't look at yourself. Keep talking. Corey, turned the screen.
I was trying
Corey
to find the
turned the screen
I just closed something
for the
too.
Fan cam, and
yeah.
You distracted
I'm sorry
her.
About that. Yeah, there we go.
Again, don't
going,
look at yourself.
You
Give
got
me
this.
The pitch.
You got this.
Give me the pitch.
I've had the taco burrito meal kits before, and I've brought them with some friends, and they're delicious. They're amazing. They're my go-to meal as well, like for meal preps as well whenever I don't want to cook.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's a go-to, a must.
And
it's delicious.
How smart was it for Freebirds to pair up with the Dallas Stars since they're on a freaking roll right now?
I am super excited about that. That was, like, insane. I'm a really big hockey fan, so whenever we became the official burrito of the Dallas Stars, that was something that I was like, oh, my God, like, this is so exciting. And we do BOGO bingo at the actual events, so
nice.
That's really cool. So you play the bingo, you win bingo, and then you can come in and get a BOGO at any Freebirds location.
And if somebody runs afoul of a Freebirds employee, do you go Mikko Rantanen and just kind of smash them into the boards up there?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a good plan. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that my co-host distracted you along the way. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Freebirds in Irving off of North MacArthur. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus that's some talented cheese next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Irving today. I told you they could do better.
Yeah.
Off of North MacArthur, and right now, I've wasted enough of his time. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it, Freebirds. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
877-881-1053.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Alec, did you hear that? That was awesome.
There was a lot going on there. There was a lot of noises. I don't know if
he said, well, everybody in Freebirds, most of them said, yeah. And then Corey said burrito, because yesterday he said sandwich, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. He's very on brand. I like that.
Today's burrito day, Alec.
Yeah, I wish it was for me. That sounds amazing. Land of the free, home of the burrito is what I call them. 877-881-1053.
How patriotic that is.
Yeah, that is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney's text line to answer today's question of the day, gentlemen. Plus, the most talented cheese you've ever heard of. What do I mean by that? We'll get to that here in just a little bit.
I bet it's Gouda.
Mm.
You're a monster.
Sometimes I hate Swiss on that one.
Sometimes I hate.
Don't shake your head, Ross.
That one was cheddar.
I'm sorry, Alec. If you just want to, if you just want to pot us down for the next few minutes, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, and then Corey can get his burrito time in. You know, so because we know it's always sandwich or burrito time sometime, and it's always 11:20 for Corey Majors. We're going to get to the National Day calendar first, though, for the question of the day, gentlemen. There is a lot going on. Jerry Jones touched on this a little bit today. This is National Children in Need Day, so if you are in a position to help, I would highly encourage. This time of the year is a very gratifying time too, but we don't need a holiday season to help either way. It is National Gingerbread Cookie Day.
Do you still, or did you ever decorate the gingerbread cookie in the lead up to the holiday season, Alec?
Yes, I did as a kid, but I don't do it anymore.
Do you wish you still did?
Kinda. I mean, like,
we can make that happen.
I mean, kinda, yeah, because now I feel like I actually have skill and, like, good ideas, because as a kid it was just plaster as much color as you can on there and be like, ha-ha, gingerbread man. It's like, well, it's just a bunch of red, blue, and whatever. Colors that didn't even match Christmas. Yeah, I was that kind of kid. So I had no coordination, so I feel like I could pull it off better now, Kevin. I do think I could pull it off better.
I do, too. I tried for so many years the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
And I learned that whether it was drawing something or building a house with frosting as essentially your caulk, I am bad at all of that. And I had just the, like, if you would have seen the houses I made, you'd been like, wow, your six-year-old is really talented. And I'd be like, I did that. I'm a grown-up. Yes!
See, I didn't go to trade school. I was a communications major for a reason. Because I can't do anything skilled with math and angles and stuff. Time is about the best math I can do, and even that, sometimes I have to triple check my work. You know, that's why we're communications majors around here.
Alec, do you remember the football I sent you a picture of maybe 2 days ago for Peace-a-thon?
Yes.
It has arrived.
Ooh.
The Trent Sigg, Brian Anger, Brandon Aubrey, triple signed football that is also inscribed Peace-a-thon 2025, or actually maybe 2025 Peace-a-thon, has arrived.
That is so cool.
It is here, and I want to, there you go, Peace-a-thon 2025. I'm going to try to show it off on the fan cam. And just real quick, Alec, the story behind this is, I don't know how much credit this person wants, so I will say these guys volunteered to provide this football for Peace-a-thon, and I asked if there's any way they could inscribe it. It wasn't even a discussion after that. They immediately did it, and so that football will be available for Peace-a-thon, and I just think it's really cool. Like, nobody else in the world will have this football except for you, or whoever wins.
That is cool, and I will warn everybody who is interested, you will be going against me for that.
Ooh.
I am going to try to win that.
Please outbid him.
Yeah, please do. Like, I know y'all got more money than me. Please. It's for charity, dang it. That's, I'm not going to be that mad.
That's a good point.
I'll be a little bit bitter, but, you know, for charity, why not? It is also World Vasectomy Day. What we're going to talk about today.
Did you hear what Corey said?
What did he say?
Speaking of balls.
He said, speaking of balls.
Okay. Yeah, great pivot there.
Here.
Pivot! Yeah. I like it.
There's a really informational Family Guy song out there about how the vasectomy works.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, if you want to go look that up.
I'm going to during the commercial break because you know, I'm scared to play anything Family Guy on these airwaves.
That's fair.
Smart.
Yeah, but it is also World Television Day. World Television Day. So, your favorite TV show of all time is blank. 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, Twitch, and YouTube want to hear from you as well.
Dude, this is kind of crazy because we've had so many good shows of late.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
Like my son's watching some show that's based out in the Stephen King universe right now that I was like, this is a weird show.
Okay.
And then I was like, you should watch Heroes. And he goes, is it good? And I was like, the first season's phenomenal.
And tell him to move on with his life.
And then that's what I started going through. And he's like, you say that about so many shows. I'm like, yeah. There are so many shows where the first season's great. And then they didn't realize it was going to be that big of a hit.
Westworld.
They never could quite make up for that.
Yeah.
So there is Breaking Bad had lots of really good seasons. The Fly episode was probably the best. Everybody knows that.
That might be the worst opinion you have. Are you kidding?
Thank you.
Oh my God.
But I think I'm going to roll with this has kind of just been an all-timer. You know this. I try to make everybody watch it. It's Sports Night. And I think Aaron Sorkin, although West Wing is phenomenal, dude.
True.
West
Wing is a huge under. That's a project.
Yes.
Like if you or your significant other or whatever has a baby and you're like, what can I watch that will take up literally all of your leave?
Yes.
Then West Wing is.
Yeah,
there.
And that's exactly, you're dead on with that. But Aaron Sorkin's one of my favorite TV show writers. I think he does the way that he has the walk and talk. He did that with Sports Night. It was based off of ESPN's early time while he was there with Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick.
Mm.
And I just think that it kind of really does a good job of showing the commitment that a room makes to their work.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that one of the reasons I wanted you to watch it, because we were working at the newspaper together, and I was like, we're both in this thing, and we both care about it. And so that was, I've always loved that show.
Yeah, that is absolutely a great show.
And it's funny on top. Like, it's a comedy, and you know I need laughter in my life.
For me, Alec, I have always said, I think there's some wiggle room with seasons 1 and 9, but I'm going to get super specific. Seasons 2 through 8 of The Simpsons, I think, are the greatest television that have ever been made. Ever. They're my favorite. And so I understand if you want to go S.H.I.E.L.D., Sopranos, Breaking Bad, any of that.
Like, you say The Wire?
No, or The Wire.
Yeah.
But it's The Simpsons, just because I love the rewatchability.
Yeah.
Of it.
Dude, from the 214 Peaky Blinders, I know you haven't seen it.
I still have not seen
it.
I'm
phenomenal.
Not afraid about the word. Like, some people are like, oh, it's going to be hard to understand. That part doesn't bother me. I just haven't got to it.
You
got to
be in a place. Like, it's definitely a place that you, because, like, they...
Well, I'm not listening to you anymore because you agreed with Corey about the Fly episode of Breaking Bad.
But yeah, I think Peaky Blinders is fantastic.
And I love Cillian Murphy, so I get
that. Yeah, he's great.
See, from the 214 Home Improvement, that's one of my all-time favorites. I watched it a ton as a kid. A lot of those kind of like 90s, even like 70s and 80s themed sitcoms and stuff, those were always playing in my house whenever I got home from school. So, always had to sit down and watch stuff like Home Improvement, that 70s show, anything like that, The Cosby Show even, like we watched a lot of that.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is, you really loved a lot of shows growing up that are now problematic because of the people that were on them.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I'm torn whenever I see it on TV late at night or something. I'm like, it hit different as a kid, but now I know some people are weirdos. So I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel.
That 70s show and Cosby show.
Yeah, 100%.
By the way, that 70s show has some really good Thanksgiving episodes if you're looking for a Thanksgiving binge kind of deal this weekend. I would recommend that. And the 1995 movie Home for the Holidays.
Yeah, Kelso was my spirit animal growing up. I embodied everything he stood for.
Did you pull as much as him?
As a kid, no, but, okay. I'd say,
what about now?
I'd say I'm doing okay right now.
Okay.
I'd say I'm doing okay. You know, I'll leave it there. I don't want to dive into details, you know, because we're up against it, but, I do want to tell you about some talented cheese.
I don't understand this.
I don't either, but I'm going to try to make sense of it. Are you guys familiar with the kind of cheese Parmigiano Reggiano?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a very popular cheese, as you can probably tell by the story I'm about to tell. Centuries of history behind this kind of cheese, and it has signed with a talent agency.
What? A cheese?
Yes. So the Hollywood Reporter was the first outlet to report that the United Talent Agency has landed this stinky cheese as its flashiest new client, joining a roster of Hollywood's elite actors, comedians, and musicians. They have tons of major names on their roster, but the Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium is a group that essentially owns the naming rights of the cheese. So they have signed with the UTA, not University of Texas at Arlington, the United Talent Agency, to help the branding of the cheese. So, this might be now the world's most famous cheese ever.
I just want to tell you, Alec, I'm sorry for whatever's about to happen. And I think your story was very interesting, so much so that now I want to go read more about it.
You should just let it breathe.
All right. That's my time. Thanks, Majors.
In case so you missed it.
Dude, you've turned into a monster.
I want to go
home. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where Alec is done with our show. We've got an absolutely wild note of sadness about the Browns. Next, right here on The Fan.
Third down and 10. Sanders takes a big hit, and he's picked off. Intercepted on the play by Nate Wiggins.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. If you think you know me, check out the fan cam where I am wearing, or I guess shouldering, I don't know if that's a thing, the Edge Special Custom Intercontinental Championship that will be up for bid as part of Peace-a-thon on Wednesday. Mm. We also showed off the one-of-the-kind Triple Cowboys inscribed 2025 Peace-a-thon autographed football. So, man, it looks like we're going to have about $70,000 worth of stuff auctioned off on stuff and experiences auctioned off on Wednesday. So just wanted to throw that out.
Hey, I wanted to throw this out too, Kevin. Moments ago, I was talking to, I think she runs this place, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to her. She said, hey, my dad's a big Tolo. And she said, his name's Joe Guerrero. And he was in Fort Worth. And she said, he's a big Tolo. He found out y'all were here and wanted to just let us know that.
Yeah.
And I said, that's amazing. Thank you so much for letting us know. So shout out to Joe on Shout Out Friday. Mm. And then I said, hey, will you text him and ask him if he Tolo goes? And then she ran off, like, she was smiling and she was so excited. And I want to know the answer. I want to know if Joe is how his feelings are about Tolo go. So Joe, let your daughter know.
I hope he is too pure and innocent to answer that question.
Okay, 877-881-1053. What do y'all think Joe thinks? Next on The Fan.
No, well, we're going to do the segment right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Dip it and rip it.
It's too late, Charizard. You messed it up. Now, Let's start with a couple of updates about quarterbacks. Joe Burrow is listed as questionable. He had another full practice yesterday. It definitely feels like he's moving in the direction to be able to play in their next game. However, Jackson Dart will not. Jackson Dart has been ruled out for this next game. Jameis Winston will start once again.
I think for Jackson Dart the rest of the season, there needs to be some different expectations set, and I think they really need to have a good plan for him heading forward this year. Like this, I don't think this is one of those where you're just like, all right, get back out there and do what you were doing before. You were talking about how much he was running this year. He doesn't need to be doing that much.
So do you think that was the start of the plan, is them being like, hey,
pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, don't be afraid to run out of bounds or slide or whatever.
Yeah, they need to work on him just getting rid of the ball, being opportunistic whenever it comes to running, not just like, hey, this is – you're good at running. Go put yourself in harm's way all the time.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they definitely need to do with him. And then start establishing what offense he's going to be running moving forward, too. Like, is this going to be the same group he's working with next year when it comes to your coaching staff? Or do you have some other plans that you might be wanting to work with? I think that's a big factor for him.
Now, believe it or not, because we've talked about it, I went out and found the odds for spitting. What do you think are the betting odds or would you take this wager?
Okay.
Will any NFL player get suspended for spitting again this season?
We've got two this year. I would have never, like, it seems like that doesn't get involved much at all. I mean, I remember Romanowski doing it, and there's been an occasional one every once in a while. But this is as prevalent. It's so disgusting. It's prevalent. I don't know why.
Agree.
I will say no. I will say no. Nobody else does it again this year.
Here's why I think you should reconsider.
Okay.
7-1 on your money if any player across the NFL gets suspended again for spitting this season. 7-1 on your money.
So if I bet $7.
You will win $49.
I like my odds.
Okay. I don't know. I'm probably not going to serve as the bookie here, but that goes for anybody.
So, oh, because you think it's going to happen, don't you?
I kind of do think it's going to happen.
Interesting.
All right, let's go from that to Thursday Night Football because, man, you got another big-time upset yesterday. Go ahead and give me cut number two. This is what wrapped it up.
Left hash. Here in motion behind the line. Allen drops the throw. Pressure comes. Off his back foot. Throws, and it's intercepted. Diving pick by Kalen Bullock. The Texans take it over.
And the Texans would win 23-19. Just remember how bad this season started for the Texans. They are now one game worse than Buffalo. Buffalo is 7-4, and the Texans are 6-5. And then something to keep an eye out on, especially if Buffalo continues this, they're going to be on the road in the playoffs. They're 2-3 on the road this year.
Wow. The Texans, their defense is good. It's allowed them to be. Davis Mills looked really good last night, though. There were some moments he was delivering some throws that I was like, whoa, hold on. Why is that? Where did that come from?
And I feel like you got the other side of the Josh Allen experience.
Yeah, they did. So last night specifically, they did a lot of good things on crossing routes and underneath stuff that set up big plays. There's something about that Buffalo defense that I've seen now 3 weeks in a row that those plays are coming wide open and turning into big plays. I don't know exactly what it is, but their defense is suffering in that. Their offense, Kevin, it's Josh Allen was tortured all night last night.
He got sacked 8 times.
All night last night, it seemed like he just could not find space to move or anything. And I'm very worried about that offensive line right there.
Now, I told you I have an amazing but kind of depressing stat.
Okay.
About the Cleveland Browns. So, Derek Holland, if you're listening, turn the radio down for a minute. And this is one of the reasons that I gave you that question about Shedeur Sanders. Since the Cleveland Browns restarted in 1999, we've talked about they've had 80 billion quarterbacks, like 30. 17 of them have made their first ever career start with the Browns. Those quarterbacks are 0-17. And now Shedeur Sanders is getting his first NFL career start this
weekend. Time for him to break the mold.
Can he break the tradition, or is the writing and the die already cast, and obviously they are going to lose because that is what the Cleveland Browns do in this scenario?
I don't know, dude. I came in on Monday, and everybody said it's the Raiders, so I think that it's going to be – I think he'll be fine.
The Raiders do stink.
Yeah, they were like, oh, it's the Raiders, guys. Don't forget about that. You're the Cowboys. Don't forget about that either. So a win and a win is important.
Raiders are three-point favorites. I don't know.
They're home.
I don't know if that was impacted directly by that stat. And they were like, oh, look at 1 point. Oh, man, that's right. But, yeah, think about that. Since they started back up in 1999, they've had 17 quarterbacks make their first ever NFL start. None of them have won.
Yeah, man, that's and that's, you know, Alex said this the other day, how miserable they are at finding talent. Like, they lucked into Myles Garrett. And they've been miserable at finding everything else since then, quarterback specifically. But here's the other factor that goes into it. A, they don't know how to develop a quarterback.
For sure.
B, they don't have enough patience to let a quarterback develop. And C, they don't keep a coaching staff around long enough to let that happen either. So they hire bad people to do bad jobs. And so that's what their consistent failure is over and over, is they have been very bad at getting the right people in there to make that thing work.
And
I don't think that's going to be helpful for Shador.
Nope. And then to go back to Thursday Night Football for just a second, because this stat was amazing. Everybody knows how good Will Anderson is. One of those sacks that he got against Josh Allen, he traveled 51.7 yards.
At what speed?
To get the sack.
2,000 miles an hour?
Probably. It was the fast. It was the longest a defender has gone in more than 2 years to get a sack, and no other Texans defender over the last decade covered more than 37 yards, and he went almost 52.
Jeez, man, he is a special player right there. He was the first one. My son Carter last night was watching. He was like, who's that guy? And so he popped immediately for Carter.
I get that for sure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Freebirds in Irving, 7601 North MacArthur Boulevard. Coming up next, it's noon, it's Friday. We're going to do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. Next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.